Washington Jr. So far this morning, we've had three games. We'll give you the finals of those quickly. In girls' action, New Haven defeated Bristol Bay JV 42-24, and Togiak defeated Kalignic 34-21. And in the earlier boys' game, New Stuyahok defeated Togiak 77-50. Following this game with the Eagles and the Huskies, we'll be bringing you the King Cove Rookies game against Cockanock Warlords, and then the nightcap at 6 p.m. between the King Cove T-Jacks and the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels. We've got about a minute and a half showing on the clock before the tip-off, and the Sandpoint Eagles are seeking to stretch their winning streak to three games after winning the final two games in New Stuyahok last week over New Haven and Kalignic. The New Haven team was undermanned with, I believe, three of their starters out of action, and George Cromer's Eagles outlasted them in overtime and then had a good comeback to defeat the same Kalignic team that they'll be taking on here in just a few moments. Coach Cromer said that he's trying to get his team to come out quickly and get a fast start and just work hard and keep up the same intensity and the good effort that brought them two victories there last week at New Stu. A couple of quick comments here for the we'll give you the starting lineup for Sandpoint Eagles. We'll be at guards, number 4, Nikki Mack, number 22, Mallory Gunderson. At forward, number 44, Chris Condi, number 52, C.J. Roby, and at center, number 23, Brandon Smith. And we'll get the lineups for Kalignic as they take the floor here in just a couple of moments. The Sandpoint Eagles will be wearing navy blue with yellow trim and yellow numbers outlined in white. And the Kalignic Huskies will be wearing white jerseys with blue trim and blue numbers and lettering. There's been a change in the bracket here for the tournament. A couple of teams were forced to pull out, and so we have a 6-team bracket for the boys and an 8-team bracket for the girls. So both teams taking the floor now here at the Bristol Bay Gymnasium. Everybody shaking hands there on the Angel logo, and the center jump will be Brandon Smith against number 10, Travis Tunglung for the Huskies, and they are also starting Matthew Olson, Chris Apokadek, Edward Kapitak, and here's a quick layup off the tap by Kalignic, no good, rebounded by Chris Condi, a long outlet pass to C.J. Roby. C.J. drives in, looked like he got fouled from behind, but no call, and the rebound's brought off there by Kalignic because they pushed it up the floor. Sean Nelson, a lob pass down low. To Tunglung, he throws a pass outside for Olson. He misses a shot. The rebound inside, laid up and in by number 10, Travis Tunglung, and it's 2-0 Kalignic as they draw first blood. 7:30 to play in the first quarter. Sandpoint with the ball. Chris Condi pressured, almost loses it, but gets it back on the right wing, gets it down to C.J. Roby. C.J. closely guarded there, gets it top of the three-point arc to Brandon Smith, who knocks down a long-range three. Brandon with his first three on his first shot of the game, and the Eagles take a 3-2 lead. Kalignic comes across the timeline. Olson with it over to Kapitak, to Olson, down to the corner right below us to Tunglung. Nice give and go there between Tunglung and Olson lays it in to reclaim the lead for Kalignic 4-3. C.J. Roby now with the lob pass to Chris Condi. He lobs it down for Mallory Gunderson. Mallory underneath kicks it out to Nikki Mack. Back to Brandon Smith for another three from the top of the key. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Chris Condi on the long rebound. Back to Brandon Smith. He goes left wing, dribbling. Now pulls up, passes out to Nikki Mack. Number 4 takes it, gives it to C.J. Roby. Back to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory open for a three. No good off the back of the iron. The rebound is brought down there by Travis Tunglung for Kalignic. They press the ball up the court. Number 55, Olson, kicks it back out to Travis, who misses the shot. Rebounded on the bounce by Connie, long pass down court to C.J. Roby. C.J. with the reverse dribble. Back to Brandon for a three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Rebound there. Nice job by Mallory Gunderson to grab that rebound. She gets it back to Brandon, who drives in for a two. His shot is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Kalignic. Good hustle there by Mallory, nearly coming up with a steal. Here's a give and go between number 55 and number 10, and this time it's Olson to Tunglung, who puts it up and in, and it's 6-3. Kalignic here in early action. 5:52 to play. Now here's a quick steal by Kopitak, and he gets it on the far side there to Tung Lung, who puts it up and in, and it's 8-3. And on the inbounds play, we have a foul on number 22, Edward Kopitak. And Timmy Lundgren will enter the game now for Chris Conde for the Eagles. Timmy seeing his first action of the game, and he takes inbounds pass from Brandon Smith. Dribbles across the timeline, back to Brandon left wing, fakes and drives, and he's going to draw the blocking foul on number 55, Matthew Olson. So that's his first, team second, with 5:38 to play, and the Eagles trailing here early, 8-3. Ball is inbound to Timmy, over to CJ. CJ right wing to Mallory. Nice fake. She drives. Nice inside dish there to Brandon, who missed a reverse layup. Nice pass by Mallory, though. And the rebound is pulled down by Sean Nelson, who gets it across to Olson. He brings it across the timeline. Now hits Nelson. Nice fake. Drives in. And he's going to draw the foul, looks like, on number one, Timmy Lundgren. And that will be the call. First foul on Timmy. First foul on the Eagles. 5:33 to play. Sean Nelson will go to the line to shoot two for Kolignik. They lead Sandpoint 8-3 here in the early going. The first shot is up, rolls around and in for Sean Nelson. His first point of the game, 9-3. Huskies, half of their team literally just crawled off the plane in the last half hour to 45 minutes and made the drive here. And Nelson knocks down the second one, and it's 10-3 Kolignik. The ball goes in to C.J. Roby, gives it to Timmy. Lobs it to CJ, and he loses it, and it's stolen there by Kolignik. They get it down to Olson. Long pass to Travis Tung Lung, dishes it off to Sean Nelson, and he puts it in. Nice ball movement there on the fast break. Good hustle by Sandpoint to get back, but Kolignik worked it well and got an easy layup, and they lead 12-3. Timmy Lundgren now reverses dribble, goes down, gives the ball back out to Brandon Smith for the long three. No good from the right wing by Brandon. Brandon gets the ball and gets it off to Timmy. No good. And Brandon gets it back and puts it in. So nice hustle there by Brandon after missing the long shot to go on the floor for the rebound. Got it off to Timmy Lundgren. His shot was no good, but Brandon with the putback. And it's 12-5, Kolignik leading Sandpoint. 4:48 to play, first quarter. Bristol Bay High School here in Naknek, Alaska. The 2010 Elks Tournament. Olson has the ball, gives it across to Apakadak. Back down here to Tung Lung, who has an open shot. And it looked like Timmy almost got a clean block, but then they said he got the arm of, I believe that was Tung Lung. It was, and Tung Lung will go to the line to shoot two. That's two fouls now on Timmy, and he's going to be replaced by Chris Conde. Tung Lung's first shot is up and short off the front of the iron, no good. He'll have one more with 4:35 to go, first quarter action. Kolignik leading, Sandpoint. And the rebound, no good, and the rebound is brought off there by number one, Sean Nelson. He goes up over Brandon Smith and puts it in. 6 points for Nelson, 14-5 now, Kolignik with the lead. C.J. Roby just got away with the travel at midcourt, reverses dribble, leaves a Kolignik player literally on the floor, gets it out to Chris Conde, fakes the three, lobs it across for Brandon. Brandon drives in, hesitates, picks up his dribble, gets it back to C.J. Roby, left wing. C.J. dribbles up near the top, back to Brandon, left corner, long three, good. And Brandon Smith has all 8 points for the Eagles, and they trail 14-8 as we approach the halfway mark here in the first quarter of action here in this game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Kolignik Huskies. Top attack with the ball, dribble, stops, gets it down to the right corner there to Olson, and all the way in the corner to Tung Lung, back top to Kopitak. Kopitak gets it back to Apakadak, underneath a nice pass, and the ball won't go. Missed shot there by Tung Lung as he had a nice look underneath, and the rebound's pulled down by Sandpoint. C.J. Roby cross-court to Brandon Smith. Brandon dribbling against pressure, goes all the way down the right side, fall away, two-pointer, no good, and he got hammered. Looks like the foul's going to be on number one, Sean Nelson, his first, team's third. We expect to see Brandon go to the line to shoot a pair here for the Eagles, and that will be the case. Number 23 steps to the stripe, 14-8. Kolignik with the early lead here in the first quarter. Brandon Smith dribbles the ball, bites in and launches the first one, and it's good. Brandon with all 9 Sandpoint tallies so far here in the first quarter. He'll have one more. Waiting for that one to go up on the board yet. The second one is up and good. So 14-10, and there the board catches up with the action on the floor. 14-10, Kolignik. Mallory Gunderson with a near steal out top there against Matthew Olson. Here's a pass down to Tungman, who fakes the shot, goes up, blocked by Brandon Smith. Nice clean block. Sean Nelson with the rebound, no good, and Tungman gets the air ball and puts it up and in. Just too many bodies under there for Brandon. He inbounds to C.J. Roby, gets it back, nearly travels, but holds the pivot foot behind the back, lobs it far side to Chris Condi to C.J. Roby, left corner. C.J. with the drive, goes up, lays it up, and off the rim, no good, gets his own rebound, goes up again, and his shot was partially blocked, but he draws a foul. Let's see who this one's on. That's on, number one, Sean Nelson draws his second. C.J. Roby at the line. C.J.'s first free throw is up and in, his first point of the game, and it's 16-11 now. Huskies leading the Eagles with 2:54 to play here in the first quarter. Second one is in and out, no good. Rebounded there by Kalignic. They get it across to Olson. He gets it back to number 10, Tungling, and he misses, but the rebound is grabbed by Apokadek, and his pass out to half court is off the mark, and Edward Kapitak cannot run it down, and it's an over-and-back violation against the Huskies. So with 2:38 to play, the Eagles will have the ball out on the near side. Chris Condi inbounds to Brandon Smith, who's on the right wing. He's closely guarded there by Apokadek. A nice pass as Brandon did a spin move and then attempted to bounce pass to Mallory Gunderson in the corner, but Mallory was breaking towards the basket and the ball bounced out of bounds. Back to the Huskies with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. 16-11, Kalignic over Sand Point. Kalignic brings the ball up in the right corner. Here's a lob pass inside for Tungling. He makes a nice move, lays it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Brandon Smith finally is able to corral the rebound amongst about three Huskies there, and he dribbles the ball up across the half-court line. Goes with the left hand, drives in, and dishes the ball out to C.J. Roby. C.J. dribbles off his foot, but recovers and tries to save it in for Nicky Mack. It's intercepted there by Kalignic, and number 55, Matthew Olson, lays it in on the fast break. So it's 18-11 with under 2 minutes to play. Here's a quick break down there for Sandpoint as Chris Condi gets it to C.J. Roby, kicks it back out to Chris. His three-pointer is no good off the glass. It's a long pass by Kalignic. Nice move there by number 55, Matthew Olson, to catch the ball and also avoid hustling Chris Condi there, and he lays it up and in. 20-11, Kalignic with the lead. 1:30 to play here in the first quarter as Brandon Smith picks up his dribble in the corner, hollering for help, rifles a pass to Chris Condi. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. I believe that timeout was called by Coach George Cromer, and it was. So with a minute 26 to go in the first quarter, Sandpoint trailing Kalignic 20-11. And to recap the scoring for you quickly, we have 10 points for Brandon Smith and one free throw by C.J. Roby. And for the Kalignic Huskies, we have 6 by Sean Nelson, 8 by Travis Tungling, and 6 by Matthew Olson. Again, following this game, we'll be bringing you a doubleheader of King Cove basketball games, beginning with the King Cove Rookies against the Coconuck Warlords. That game scheduled for a 4:30 start. And then scheduled for a 6 p.m. start, we'll have the King Cove T-Jacks facing off against the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels in the final game of first-round action for the boys' bracket here tonight at the 2010 Elks Tournament here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham with you live. Going back to live action now. Timmy Lundgren takes the ball, slaps it, passes it inbound for Brandon Smith, right corner. Back to Timmy. Timmy drives, goes up for a reverse fall-away jumper, and it's short. And rebound pulled down there by Sean Nelson. Sean gets it across to Matthew Olson. Olson driving down against Timmy Lundgren, goes behind the back, gets open for a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound is tipped away there and picked up by Timmy. 105 to go as Timmy brings it across the court, guarded there by Olson. He gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon launches a three, and it's good. 20-14 is Brandon Smith. Now it's 13 in the first quarter. The clock under a minute to go as Kalignic brings it across. Here it is on the left to Tungling. Back top to Edward Kapitak. Kapitak to Olson, right side. Lob pass for Tungling. He goes up and lays it in over Brandon Smith. The Eagles' defense broke down there and left him wide open. C.J. Roby with it, gets it to Timmy Lundgren. He drives, splits the defense, nice move, up and no good. That was a nice move by Timmy. I think Coach Cromer was wanting one shot there. 25 seconds to play, first half. The The ball goes across in the left wing to Tunglin. He's guarded closely there by Mallory Gunderson. 2-3 zone defense being employed by the Eagles. Here's a near steal by C.J. Roby, and the shot is launched and goes up and in by number 41, Chris Apakadak. That was an off-balance, funny-looking shot, but it went in off the glass for a 10-point lead. Brandon Smith now loses the ball out of bounds with 2 seconds to play. Kalignik will be able to inbound it far end away from us with 2 seconds left. Brandon was attempting to make a move and just dribbled the ball off his foot, Ollie style from Hoosiers, kind of frustrated with himself on that turnover there. Brandon's had a great first quarter on the offensive end, tallying 13 points for the Eagles as they trail Kalignik 24-14. Kalignik inbounds. Here's a pass in the corner, a dribble, and the shot is up and no good, but too late by Travis Tunglin, and that ends the first quarter of action.